Okay, everybody, we're going to talk about the planner, the P&P planner that I love so very much. So before I talk about the actual planner, I will tell you about a few things that I use to make using my planner easier for me. The first thing is paper clips. I have assorted paper clips. I have any size paper clips that you need. I use them to put my discovery worksheets. I like to put my discovery worksheets on the day that I overate. So that is what I love to do. So you can see in my planner, I have got lots of paper clips. So that is how I keep myself straight. I can kind of look back and just see what I have done over the last couple of months as I look at my planner. The other thing that I use are sticky notes. So I have like a sticky notes book. I have the little tabs right here. They're a little sticky and they're a little small little tabs. And I use these. I put them in my planner at every week. So this is my old planner. You can see like I put it on my weekly plan. So whenever I come to get my planner out, I just look for the last tab and I know exactly where I'm going for the day. So here we only have had a couple because I started my new planner in February. So I only have a couple, but then this Sunday, whenever I write out my weekly plan, I'll have 3 tabs. So I love that very much. And the last thing that I use are these. These are the Avery Write and Erase Spiral bookmarks. So the reason that I love them so much is because, first of all, you can write on them and they're erasable. So if I want to put my goals down, write my goals, I can. Here is the one that I'm currently using. I pulled it out to show y'all. These are all of my goals. And then I like to write my goals down every week. So on Sunday, I erase this. I put my new goals on here. And then every day as I'm doing my planner, I stick this down in here like this. So I know exactly where I am in my binder. So those are the 3 things that I use all the time to help keep me straight with my planner. So this is the other thing that I do. I realized whenever we first got the planner that I was having a really hard time remembering to do my habit tracker, because I'm just gonna tell y'all, if you've not been doing the habit tracker, it is gold. It is absolute gold. And the reason that it is because you can look back at your month, check your percentages, and see where you might want to level up for the next month. So I keep one of my little dividers right here on my habit tracker page so that I remember every single day to flip back and look at my habit tracker so that I remember to do it. Because I did, for the first few months that Corinne had it, I was like, halfway through the month, I'd be like, oh crap, what did I do? I need to go back and like, look through my planner and try to figure it out. It's just not the greatest thing for me. So I will tell you, I write my plan every morning. This is yesterday's. So I write my plan every morning. I assess it every morning. So tomorrow morning, I will be assessing today's plan. I told y'all I like to write my goals down every day. I do that in this section of the time block because I have a calendar on my computer that I use to block my time. So I don't necessarily need to write it down here as well. So I just write down my goals. I have one main goal and then I have goals that will support me reaching that goal. I do my 4 circles. I answer the questions at the bottom and then I journal every day. So, and I do a model and a journal every day. If there is something else going on that I really want to work on and I want to write a little bit more, I also have a notebook. It's just a plain old notebook that I can get in and write if I really want to write about something or work through something. There are TDL pages in the back of your book, but I like to keep all of mine. If I really need to write that much, I want to keep them all together. So, and some people don't keep their TDL pages, and that's completely fine. It's up to you. You can do whatever works for you because this is your planner. And the other thing I really want to stress to you is it's like a tool. Like it will tell your journal, your planner will let you see where you've been, where you're going this month, and what you're doing today. But if you don't use it, then you're not using your tools to the best of your ability. And honestly, it's a game changer. I know, I mean, there are days that I don't write my plan. I mean, it happens every once in a while. I'll forget, or something happens, something crazy, and I forget. And it does change how I show up for myself during the day. It's just not something that I do. I rarely forget to write my plan. I have even caught myself out the door, like, oh, I forgot to write my plan, and then run back in the house and write it, especially when I was first starting. You know, it's just about the minute you remember, you write it down. If you're at work, you find a little piece of paper, and when you get home, you just put that little piece of paper on the day that it started, on that day that you forgot to write your plan. And it really will help you be more intentional with your day, show up as your best self, and move yourself forward. So those are the tips that I use to keep myself straight with my planner. I have discovery worksheets that I've printed out in my office. I have a couple in the kitchen. I used to keep a whole stack in the kitchen, but now I just keep a couple in the kitchen. And like I said, I mean, if I completely, you know, if I overeat or whatever, I just fill it out and I fold it up and I put it with a paperclip right there so that I can keep up with how many times I overate, look at my patterns, look and see what I'm doing, and, you know, see where I can level up. So I hope that was helpful. That is how I keep up with my planner. So, and if you have any suggestions, I know that your other members would love to hear about it. So happy planning, enjoy your planner, and use the tools that Corinne has given us.